Work rules. Keeping a tight rein on the workforce. Thank you, security. You can lock the doors now. Everyone's inside. All right, very well, let's start. My name's Borrowdale, Norman Borrowdale, and I'm the new head of human resources here at Newcomb and Franks Engineering. Good morning. Now, I'm not the kind of man who beats around the bush, so let's get one thing clear right from the start. Things are going to change at Newcomb and Franks Engineering. Now, I've been carrying out an inventory, and what I've discovered has profoundly shocked me. For it has become increasingly clear that some, possibly many of you, have been financing yourselves through wide-scale theft. Theft of company property. Property that does not belong to you. Now, I can see what you're thinking. Every office experiences some petty theft. What's the big deal? Well, let me tell you what the big deal is. In my opinion, no theft is petty. No level of theft is acceptable. Now, there is only one level, zero tolerance. And zero tolerance is what will be tolerated from now on. Now, just let me tell you what I've discovered, which amounts to a veritable crime wave. A widespread, systematic, organised crime wave. Last year, this company bought 345,000 paperclips. No fewer than 47 were unaccounted for by the end of the year. 47! And biros. Your employers purchased 23,000 biros last year. 23 are now missing. I've also been unable to locate the whereabouts of 33 drawing pins, 2 staplers, half a packet of blue tack and a hole punch. But the epidemic doesn't stop at the stationery cupboard. Oh no. The staff canteen has been stripped bare. Catering staff were unable to explain the following discrepancies. A jar of coffee, 3 plastic spoons, a tomato ketchup dispenser, 2 bags of salt, and 5 packets of chocolate biscuits. I should inform you that a member of the cooking staff is currently helping the police with their inquiries. And finally, it saddens me to report that cleaning staff have not satisfactorily explained how we managed to use 27,000 toilet rolls last year. Either there has been an unacceptable level of lavatory use, or someone, or quite possibly a gang, are preying on the company's toiletry supplies. So, what are we to do? What are we to do? Well, I've suggested to management that we search all employees' homes in an effort to locate the missing property. However, I'm sad to report that the managing directors have decided not to take my advice, since they're worried that such action could adversely affect staff morale and lower motivation. I don't agree, but for now I am tied by the extreme kindness of my immediate superiors. However, let me warn any complacent criminals amongst you. My time will come. I'm watching you, and I shall catch you. When you leave this room, you'll discover that a number of security regulations have been put into place. An electronic scanner has been fitted to the stationery cupboard. This requires a thumbprint to activate it, and thereby open the cupboard door. The scanner will recognise only one thumbprint, and that thumbprint is mine. Closed-circuit TV cameras have been installed in all toilets, and I shall be reviewing the tapes every evening. I have had a digital keypad fitted to the fridge in the staff canteen, and I alone, know the key code. So anyone wanting tomato ketchup will have to ask me, and I shall be on my guard. Oh, and the key code has 19 digits, so don't think you have any hope of guessing it. Very well. Time to return to your desks. And remember, I shall be watching you.